Zechidish was Avi Murray, Yaakov and Yisrael Pilchas, Zechidish was Daniel Shane, was Yushua Falak. Okay. The Torah says, Vatatit Savez B'nai Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu should command B'nai Yisrael, V'yikhu Elecha Shem and Zayin Zoch, Chasis Lamor Lahalos Ner Tomit, that you should get pure oil for the menorah. Now, so the Or HaChaim HaKadosh has a lot to say on this pasuk. So let's take a look here. We're not going to do the whole thing, but on page 2. He wants to explain what is the word tetzave. Tetzave means normally to command, tzivoy. But he's going to say different. Take a look at page 2. Ulaisha Yirmos Baomro Tetzava al Derch Omram Zora Kodesh Kichol Tal Mechochem Yeshlo Nitzutz Minishmas Moshe. Right, there's a famous Yisod that's brought down in the Sfarim that every Tal Mechochem has a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu in them. That's the famous Gemara that says somebody said a vort in the Gemara and someone else wanted to praise the vort. So they said, Moshe, Shapir Ka'omar. Moshe, you say well. Question is, but he's not Moshe. My name is Yochanan. My name is, why do you say, call me Moshe? Moshe, Shapir Ka'omar. I think it's Gemara Shabbos. Moshe, Shapir Ka'omar. So the Sfarim point out, because every Talmud Chacham has a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu. So if somebody says a good word, you can call him Moshe. Because that's the spark from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe, Shapir Ka'omar. Oh, so that's the pshat. Because what is tetzave? Well, in the Gemara Markot, and other places, the word of accompanying is tzafsa. Tzafsa. Tzafsa means, you know, an accompaniment. Or, like the Rosh Yeshiva of Kerem Biavne used to say, sometimes it's the zman that we have to sit but tzafsa. We have to sit as a chabura together, but tzafsa. So atatetzave doesn't mean only the pashup shav means to come in, but Aramaic is an Aramaic word, tzafsa. It's an Aramaic word, but sometimes we know that there are Aramaic words in the Chumash, right? Yigar sadusa, says, right? So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says atatetzave means that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to accompany his neshama is going to accompany every future Talmud Chacham in the future generations. But that's Vatat Tzav. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, will not command, but you'll accompany. And that's the nitzus of Moshe Rabbeinu, is Tol Tamichachem Yeshal Nitzus Mishus Moshe, even though they're living many generations after. That's what Rabbi Seinu Zal HaYukorim Zelazeh Moshe. Right? He says that, oh, he calls Gemara Sukkah, whatever it is. But he says that they would call Tamichachem, they would call him Moshe. So he quotes it from Sukkah, not from Shabbos. Okay. Ki hu zeh ha-medaber b'chidas nefesh al-medes Torah. Hu omro v'tat etzave. And he says that's Pshat Tehillim. Ki malachav yitzave lach. That the malachim, not command, but they're going to accompany you. Loshon safsa. Loshon safsa. Livui. Ish Yisrael, hanek vadim. And he says, kvar yadata ki ein chashivas ela b'amtsos eisa katorah. So that's the idea that the Torah is tzafsa, is the because dafka by the menorah, because the menorah is represent the Torah, and we have the tzafsa Moshe Rabbeinu, and we know that. That the Netziv writes in the Hamik Dover, page 4, that the Kalim in the Mishkan, two of the Kalim represent the Torah, the Aron and the Menorah. The Aron comes, well, the Yud Hadibros, as the Vagam Letzivu, Bekamola, Baalpeh, Bekamosh, Kosov, Vadain, Ein, Zeh, Koach, HaPilpul, Vachidish. It says the Aron, Baldi Yud Hadibros, It's the divra shebichsav. In other words, it's the thing that the Torah shebichsav, right, is the arm. And also, letzivoy bekabola baal peh. In other words, certain things that we got a tradition, like the tefillin, the ritzuas have to be black. You have to put water on the mizbeach on sukkahs. You know, these things are all traditions. Either it's beferish or the chumash, the Torah shebichsav, or traditions. It's cut and dry. Tefillin have to be black. There's nothing to talk about. You know, the water has to be on the mizbeach on sukkah. Nothing to talk about. There's no discussion. That's the aron. But the menorah is different. The menorah, that's what he says. V'adayin ein b'zakol ha-pilpul v'achinit. But the menorah represents the part of Torah that you're machadish. It's the shakal of Atarya. Ein zeh b'kol ha-pilpul v'achinit she'ya adam yachol l'chadish me'atzmo. In other words, it's not pshad. It's something you're machadish. In other words, we're not machadish a black tefillin. That was a mesorah. Even though it's not in Torah she'bichsav. But these things that are beferish, nothing to talk about. Anything in Torah Shemksav, it's beferish. But things that we got Bahar Sinai, Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, it's beferish. That's the way we got it. So those things are represented in the Orem. But the menorah represents the Chiddush HaTorah. That's why, look at what the Gemara says, the Tzivah, in the second column here, in the sixth line, the Isa Mibrashis Rabba, Peretzari Aleph, Tarfa Mishoshaya Shomer Dover Mesukon Haya Omer Kafto Vaferach. When somebody would say something, a nice word, you would say, oh, it's Kafto Vaferach. So what's the Pshat? Because the menorah is representing the Kaftorim, the Prochim of the menorah. Because the menorah represents the Chiddush HaTorah. The insight that you have from the light of Torah. And that's the pilpul of Torah. As the Gemara says, a bracha is nundayin kos harosh shem and zayis b'chalom yitzapa l'mor Torah. That's in other words, it's not the cut and dry aspect of Torah. It's the discussion. It's the understanding. And that Rabosai, you put it together with the Netziv, and that's why it's, you know, again, this year was I made before Corona. It was about the importance of people being together, tzavtza. That we're together, we have a discussion. So now we try and Zoom as best as we can. But when you're together, you can have the tzavtza, the company. Everyone's in one group together. And we can have the kafta v'aferach. Because that brings the chidushei Torah from the discussion. From the Pilpulishal Torahs. It's not the Oron is cut and dry. What it says in Torah Shemchav or whatever we got as in Torah Shebal Peh as a cut and dry thing, like the tefillin are black, the sewers are black, the water, you know, cut and dry, nothing to talk about. But then there's the Chelek HaTorah of the Talmud Vosik, you know, is Mechadish. He's just saying the Svaras, and that's the menorah. That's why when you compliment a good Svarah, you say Kafta V'Ferach, because you got that from the inspiration from the menorah. And that's Vatat Tzaveh. Besides what the Or Chaim HaKadosh is saying, that the Nitzuch Moshe Rabbeinu is Malava, it's the fact that we're together, Bechabura. That's the Tzavsa. And when it comes to the menorah, it has to be B'Tzavsa, because that's the Pilpul Lashon Torah. Pilpul means that we have a discussion back and forth with Mefalpel in the Torah. So that's Tzaveh, that requires accompaniment. That means that the tzibur is together, discussing, etc. And as we know, that Purim is about Torah Shebal Peh. Because we know that Gemara says that Kofa Aleim Harkigigas on page 5, that the original Torah was under duress. So it wasn't a full Kabbalah. That's why Hadda Kiblua, says the Gemara here, on page 5, Peches. Amr Aleph, Hadda Kiblu, Bimea Hashverosh, Kimu Vikimu, Kimu Masha Kiblu Kvar. Right? So they had to accept the Torah again. So, question to Tosis asked the famous Kasha. But did they say Nasa Venishma? Why did they have to say Kovalim Harkigigi? So, Tap Tosis says, because they were afraid that the last minute they would back out. that Hashem was afraid. Maybe once they see the fireworks there, the Har Sinai, they're going to get overwhelmed and scared. So that's why they had to have Kofalem Harking Yigis, even though they said Nasav Nishma. But the Medrash Tanchuma says a different word. The Medrash Tanchuma says no, that there's a difference. The Nasav Nishma was on Torah Shebichsav, because that's relatively easier. So, and the Kofalem Harking Yigis is on Torah Shebal Peh, because Torah Shebal Peh is much more difficult. So he says like this, Lokiblu, page 6. Lokiblu Yisrael, as a Torah, a Chakof Aleim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a Harki Gigas, Shedema Meisasim, Sachti Sahar. Famer of Dimi Amalem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mekablem, Atem, as Torah, Buto, and Lav, Sham, Tek, Vorosham. Im Tomer, Al Torah, Shebeksav, Kof Aleim. Well, you can ask me, was the Kof Aleim, Kof Aleim, Kof Aleim, Kof No. It was on Torah, they already said, Nasa Venishma. Ella, Al Torah, Shebal Peh. Because Torah Shabbal Peh, Sheyeshuma, Diktuke, Mitzvahs, Chalas, V'chamuros. You have so many details and so many things, and V'ozeb, Chamoves, V'kosher, Kishol. It's so difficult. V'she'ein, L'umeno, Sa, L'amisha, O'ev, V'kodosh, Baruch Hu, V'chol Libo, V'chol Nafsho, V'chol Mo'odo. So that's what he's saying. So again, Tosis has the same question. Tosis says, what do you need, Kafalim, Harigigigis? They already accepted Nasav and Ishma. So Tosis says, because we're afraid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was afraid, that maybe they'd back out at the end. But the Medrash Tanchuma has the same question as Tosis. And the Medrash Tanchuma gives a different answer. He says that Nasav and Ishma was on Torah Shebichsav, because that's relatively straightforward. Torah Shebal Peh, that's very intricate and difficult that they needed to be forced into. That's why, if the Kabbalah wasn't a complete Kabbalah, they had to redo it on Purim. So they had to redo the aspect of Torah Shebal Peh. And that's if you take a look at page 10, it's called Tzofayach Nosu Kol, Yachtov Yiraneinu. So the Rav Shol Brach has a beautiful pshat. What does it mean, called Tzofayach Nosu Kol? And what's the two calls? Called Tzofayach Nosu Kol. What's two calls? There's Kol Tzofayach and Nosu Kol. What's the double call? So he says a beautiful idea, the Rav Shol Brach. It's on Bir, page 12. Kefil Loshen Kol. And then he asks another question. What does it mean? Zohar Kaddish. Nosu Yisu Mibayle. Loshen Osid. It should say, Kol Tzofa Yisu Kol. Moshe Omar, say for Yachtav Yiraneinu, in the future, right? So it says, Kol Tzofa, all the prophets will. This would be a Lashon Osid. So he says a beautiful word. He says, Yesh Lomar, the God of Koch Halimudim Torah Berabim. If you learn Torah, who would have thought that I was going to give this word, you know, when everyone's separated? But, you know, the point of this word was going to be at the Shalosh Shodos, but all we were together. That was the, but hopefully we're still all together. But that was the intent. We're going to have a Shabbaton. We're going to all be together at the Shalosh Shodos. And it was all planned and everything, whatever. Okay. Lo istaya milsa. But, Ben Zashem. But, Godel kol halomdim tor barabim. Halomdim b'fnei atzmam. Because he says like this. He says, when you learn with people, you know, with chavrusa, with a tzibur, kol echad machkim as chavero. Because you say something, and that causes somebody else what? That's the two calls. The first call is what, whatever the Rebbe said or the Talmud said, and then somebody else is responding. So that's the second call. That's why I always believe that learning Torah is not a lecture. That's only one call. But it's the two calls. It's you. Somebody says something. Somebody else responds. Shakal v'tayir, back and forth. So everyone in the Chabura is a Talmud and a Rav. Because you say something and then someone, you learn and then you respond and everyone's learning and teaching from everybody. One kol, he mayor, then someone else responds. Rabbi Chazal reads the Torah, visa kavaras apachas kol tzofach, and also kol alom the Torah barabim, shakol shal echa ma'orer kol shal chaveru. So that's what it means, kol tzofach nosu kol, over. Meaning, what the first person said just 5 minutes ago, that causes a second kol. So that's why it's loshen over. Kol tzofach nosu kol, so it was the kol of the first, shakol echa, that he says already is ma'orer, that his call that he said previously is going to cause the second call. Fiza kavaras of kol tzofayich nasu kol him alomdim Torah barabim shekolo shel echad ma'orer kol shel chaveru v'yofer omar nasu loshen avar mida keneged mida beisbius. Etc. So that's the shakl of Ataya. The kol tzofayach nosu kol is going to create the second kol. So, and that's the idea of the menorah. That's the idea of dafka by the menorah. So the menorah is pilpul, back and forth. Ata. Tzaveh, it's tzavtza. It's not only the tzavtza of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's the tzavtza of the whole chavraya together. Kol echad is the Rebbe and the Talmud, because someone says something, and someone has a kasha, so everyone is learning and teaching from each other. By the menorah. It's not by the Orem. The Orem is just a mesorah that we get. We're quiet and we listen. Menorah, Aaron is about being quiet and listening, getting what it says in Torah Shemachsav, getting the Mesoras from Torah Shemal Peh, nothing to talk about, not negotiable. But the menorah is a kaf to v'ferach, is you say a svara and ask a kasha on your svara, and you're back and forth. Kol tzofayich, then one call stimulates another call. V'yafa omer nosu m'loshen over, mida k'neged mida beis bias hagol, etc. And that's the word from Rav Sholbach. And then I always like to say over the Keser Rosh from the Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, from the Osher HaKoyen. And he says here on page 15, he says, Chidushei Torah Nikra Kol Ma Shelomed Yoser U'Mizbarim HaDvarim Mizchabrim Etzlo. He says, Chidushei Torah means when you continue learning and whatever you previously learned becomes clearer to you. In other words, that's why when I learn something, so I say it over to a friend and I hear what he has to say. And then it becomes clearer to me. Kol zman shat, you mishmam shmei shmohem atamotze bem tam. Shemar belachzo vizbar batahomim perushim shetzchazuv zedekah Chidushei Torah. But it's clarifying things. That's Chidushei Torah. That when you learn more, things become clearer and clearer. Kol zman shatam b'mashpesh b'hem atamotzim b'mtam k'shem mar b'lachzor nizbar b'zeh shatamim perushim shetchazum zev nekar Chidushei Torah. So that comes with the tzafsa. Fatat tzafsa. And that's why it's the menorah. The menorah is the or. Because things get, when you have light, more light, more clarity. So Shecht always says it is safer in the Hakdamah than in the Sfarim. It's clarity. That's Chidushei Torah's clarity. And that comes with Tzafsa. Atat Tzavet, or Chaim says, it's the Tzafsa of Moshe Rabbeinu escorting every Talmud. That we're escorted by the Malachim. But it's also the Tzafsa of Kol Tzofayich Nosu Kol Yachdav Yiraneinu, like the Rav Shalbrach says. There's one call, and that incites another call. And that incites the conversation back and forth until we clarify the way we can. So Bez Hashem, we try our best on Zoom to do these things. But it's Eina Doma when we're sitting together in the Beis Medrash. So we anticipate, hopefully the day, that we come back together, and we have real conversation, because real conversation is being in the same room, it's looking at each other. You can do that through Zoom in a certain way, but it's not the same when you're actually there. So that was the anticipation to give the shiur last Shabbos Zohar, where we all were supposed to come together for Shabbos, but it didn't exactly happen that way. So, Be'ez Hashem, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his reasons for everything. Sometimes when we were apart, when you come back together, it gives you a stronger kesher, Be'ez Hashem. So we have to keep the kesher until we get, you know, the way it used to be. But until then, we still do the best we can. And Vatata Savas may as well, Malas Lima Torshabal Peh Bitsafsa. The Mile of Lima Torshabal Peh Bitsafsa with a group together. Accompany me together. And that's the Tzavah with our Chaim HaKadosh, Lotso Tzavso. So I wish everyone a Freilich in Purim. The Purim should be Simcha Dik. It should be special to, and it should carry over the meaning of Purim, of Kabbalah's Torah Shabbal Peh, and Avos Yisrael of Purim, that should spill over through the whole year. And Be'ez Hashem, Ayudim Haysa Orav Simcha V'Sof Zinkar, Keiti Alonim. Had a good Shabbos, Parshas Tetzaveh. This week's Parshas Tetzaveh, normally it would be after Purim, it would be already the next Parsha of Kikisisa, but as we explained last week, the Truma came with Zohar. So Be'ez Hashem, I wish you all well. I wish everyone a good Freilich and Purim and a good Shabbos. Let's say hello to everyone, Rav Meir Kesselman and Rav Ezra Hagler and Rav Ezra Hess, two Ezras, who? Ezra Soifer.
Right.
Ezra Sofer, Shiva Lefanecha, Rav Levit, Rav Moshe Carroll. That's right, Rav Yosef Katan, Yudas Shittus, Ivan Sasson, Nathan Bauer, and Daniel Albert, J. Pugin Silberger, and Rav Eric Goldstein, Shlita, and Ezra Hagel is here also. He's both on the Zoom and in person. Okay, so I wish you all well, Be'ez Hashem. If anyone is in the Heights during tomorrow, you can stop by, you know, always welcome to say hello to whatever, but I know it's a, you know, a different type of situation, but, you know, the door's still open for anyone who would like to stop by. Okay, but if anyone can't, it's totally understandable because I you know, people, you know, are in different types of situations, etc., but either way, you should all be well, and Be'ez Hashem, we'll call tov. And again, Freilich and Purim, and a good Shabbos. Kol tov.
Freilich and Purim, Rebbe.